Good morning, everyone. Shalom, Rob. Shalom, World Kli, and welcome to the morning lesson preparation. Today's preparation was put together by both Toronto 2, a veteran group, and us Cobb U5, a not-so-new group. I'd like to say thank you to the Creator for our Rob, for all the men and women of B'nai Baruch whose efforts and self-sacrifice, love and prayers make this remarkable environment possible. Toda. Friends, we had so much fun preparing this lesson with Toronto 2 over the last week. Words cannot explain the growth in my heart. Tears of joy. I've had many years of tears of pain. I'm having tears of joy because of men like Tony and Egal and Igor and the men in Cobb U5 and the teachings of our Rav and the mighty circle of men that surround him and keep this environment safe and holy. We had so much fun. I could go on for a long time, but I think it's better to pass it on to our good big brother, Egal, to take it away.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you very much. It was indeed amazing to work on this prep with you, with Cobb U5. Friends, here we are again in the lesson prep, getting ready for the lesson. And seems like this is repeating over and over every day. But Rav told us that actually every state is completely different. The previous state is completely erased. And we start with something new. And this is no different right now. We are a completely different being right now, together as one, with our hearts connected. And I can see on the screens burning hearts. I can see our hearts in flames, seeking the light. And it's just nuclear reactors, nuclear spiritual reactors in each one of us. So friends, even though it may seem like the circumstances on the outside are the same as yesterday and the day before and the day before before that, but we are in a completely different state now. And we're going to come out of this lesson in a completely different state. Let's unite and yearn for this together, for each other, that we will completely come out completely different after this lesson and bring contentment to the Creator, to the whole world. Chaim, friends, and back to you, Petach Tikva.
Kutev Rabash.
Rabash writes, those people agreed to unite into a single group that engages in love of friends because each of them feels that they have one desire that can unite all their views, so as to receive the strength of love of others. There is a famous maxim by our sages, as their faces differ, their views differ. Thus, those who agreed among them to unite into a group understood that there isn't such a great distance between them, in the sense that they recognize the necessity to work in love of others. Therefore, each of them will be able to make concessions in favor of the others, and they can unite around that.
Question for an active workshop. What is a concession to the friends? Again, what is a concession to the friends?
Ken, boker tov, chaverim.
Yeah, morning, friends. Making a concession. The friends, it's when you give up the control of your ego, you don't want anything not for yourself, you make room within your ego, you make room in order to connect to with the friends, simply to live through the friends.
Before you annul your ego, you can annul in small actions to do something against your will and connect to a meeting, to speak at a workshop, and do something that the friends decided and contradicts your desire at that moment.
Since what else do we have to give up on except for our self-importance and that self-filling with that ego the Creator gave us, and everything is for the sake of making room for the friends, for the other, for the Creator.
Yeah, to find all the opportunities we have, even here, to speak at the workshop, how I listen to the friends, why I speak in the first place, and everything else, where I want to cut off another slice of myself and cancel it for the sake of the friends, starting from giving an example, giving strength to the friends, as long as the result is in the friends.
And sure that everything we do together. Not that we're trying to, no one's trying to break forward, but alone, but it will always be through this idea of going together. This is the meaning of making concessions.
Yeah, together, when we commit toward the same goal, and we can make concessions toward the friends, and means to hear their deficiency, to hear their adhesion with the Creator, to really listen to their hearts.
Concession towards the friends means to be together with them on the path towards the goal, no matter what.
Any thoughts, even the smallest, toward the friend, with a prayer, with the work of the Creator, to do something for the friend, is already a concession. It's as if I concede my desire to think of my own benefit naturally.
Of my own desires for the desires of others, to be with one desire towards the Creator and towards the world clay and towards the tents that we have.
Now a silent workshop. Let's feel the common desire that unites all of the friends into one. Again, a silent workshop. Let us feel the common desire that unites all of the friends into one.
Never ends. We will rise above ourselves. step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. את כל מה שרע ורק הלך וגדל ועמד למולי כחומה בצורה בסטירי בפיקי זפסי אופשי מלבוי רסקריבליס ורטה היא בלגעי המשתה נסליק לזה סבוי It's that the we take each one that we break, we're rising higher above ourselves, towards the light that never ends, we will rise above ourselves. Step that we take, each one that we break, we're rising higher above ourselves, towards the light that never ends, we will rise above ourselves. Step that we take, each one that we break, we're rising higher above ourselves, towards the light that never ends, we will rise above ourselves.
All right. Hello, friends. Very great to see your enthusiasm and your smiles as we head into this morning lesson today. And I'm really grateful for this opportunity to speak and share my heart with the friends in preparation for our great work this evening. And what I want to share with you is that for about 4 years ago, I discovered this path and this language of love that is available through this path. And ever since then, I've been developing a yearning to speak this language, to really immerse myself and be fluent in this language of love. And that is largely due to the example of all of you great friends that are so committed to creating this environment that someone, a new student like myself, can step into and really feel what it means to bestow and to yearn for the light of the Creator. And so it's just been a real gift to me to have this example in this environment to develop in. And I just find myself more and more wanting to give back and to really participate in creating this environment so that it's available for many other people to step into and to learn and to really strengthen themselves in this language that is so important for the development of all of humanity. So I'm kind of new at this, and I want to extend an invitation and a prayer this evening that we put aside all of our corporeal obligations and challenges, and as we do every night, that we would join our yearning, our desire, our commitment, our intentions to really create this great vessel that's capable of receiving all of the light that the Creator has for us through the teachings of our sages and through our great Rav. And so it wouldn't be possible without all of your help and participation. And I just look forward to many more days of growing stronger in this path and with your help. So only together, friends, thank you. And I will pass it to my great friend, Tony, from Toronto to L'chaim, friends.
Yeah, the deepest pleasure there is to feel at home in life and to share love with the friends. And we have that. And we're really, really lucky. As we can feel that joy even when it's hard, even when it hurts, and especially because of the work that we've been doing every day on faith above reason and prayer. And it's beginning to lift us above the crazy influences of the world. And from where we share, we can see nature working, and we're beginning to feel for the people in the world. And my friends in my tent are saying that it's clear that we're influencing each other, that it's the support that we're giving each other that's lifting us up to a different world, a world that the one that matters. And every day we've got this opportunity to just, in the lesson, to let the personal ideas just completely empty out and let the shared idea of the Creator's love for us and our care for each other to completely replace it. So let's do that now. Stasek?
I read a prayer to the upper force called the Creator. Let your will lead us to connect among friends. Each friend is a spark of your divine love. We ask that our hearts be moved by your exaltedness and create a common deficiency between us to be filled by you. We pray that the words of love, your friends as yourself, will literally come true so that we may bestow to you.
תפילה לכוח העליון הנקרא הבורא.
Prayer to the upper force called the Creator. Let your will lead us to connect among the friends. Each friend is a spark of your divine love. We ask that our hearts be moved by your exaltedness and create a common deficiency between us to be filled by you. We pray that the words "love your friend as yourself" will literally come true so that we may bestow to you.